Let's switch gears right now. Go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with reporter Roy O'Neill. Roy, this is unbelievable. We're always talking about drinking water. Now let's talk about how safe it is, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. What's going on with this?
Well, they're trying to make it safer by passing new rules that relate to what are known as forever chemicals, PFAS in particular here, PFAS. These are chemicals that have been around since the 1940s, often used in processes for waterproofing things, in nonstick skillets, firefighter equipment as well. So in various ways, but they don't break down, which is why they're nicknamed forever chemicals. And once they get into the water supply, they don't break down. That means they then get into us. And when they're in our bodies, they still don't break down. And we think they've been tied to illnesses like higher cholesterol, even liver disease, possibly even cancers as well. So the EPA is giving local utilities 5 years to come up with better systems to manage, monitor, and eliminate those forever chemicals from our drinking water.
And here in Colorado, here in southern Colorado, especially in the Fountain area and other areas nearby, we've been familiar, sadly, with this issue because of problems that actually led the military to do a series of grants and partnerships to help clean up some of the water because of firefighting training that was going on in certain areas of southern Colorado. So I looked at that map that the EPA put out, and Colorado, boy, has one of the highest concentrations, it seems like, when you look at that map for PFAS concentrations.
Right. It's about 45% of U.S. tap water is believed to be contaminated with PFAS, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. So this is a nationwide problem. There is some money along with this pronouncement from the EPA, about $1 billion going out now, $6 billion to come in the pipeline, as it were. But really what they want to do a better job is making sure that local utilities are monitoring the PFAS presence in water supplies to make sure it's not there. And they're also reducing that contamination level. The prior level was 70 parts per trillion with a T. That number gets reduced to 4 parts per trillion.
From forever chemicals to forever bickering in Washington, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is stirring up some things in the Republican Party. What's this all about?
Yeah, you know, she is not happy with the new speaker, Mike Johnson. She has accused him of doing too much to approve the Biden administration's agenda to help out Democrats in the Congress. And she's not happy with him. Just before they went on their Easter break, she filed a motion to vacate. That's what they did to Kevin McCarthy as well, Johnson's predecessor. And now she has not yet called for a vote on it. That's sort of the sword that's now dangling over the current speaker's head. But she wants some changes, and they had a face-to-face meeting yesterday. She did not sound too happy when she left the meeting, but Speaker Johnson will be meeting with former President Trump tomorrow at Mar-a-Lago. They'll even have a press conference. If President Trump sort of signs off on Johnson and says, you know, he wants to see him continue on the job, that may go a long way to making Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene back down.
And you look at the Republican members of Congress, how many of them are lining up for this?
There are a few dozen, but I think many of them are taking their cue from the former president. They have on several issues as well, even with the FISA warrants. We saw that those headlines yesterday as it relates to Donald Trump and urging Congress to kill an extension of the FISA program. So, I think many are following the former president's lead and will be looking very carefully here, reading the tea leaves that we get from tomorrow's press conference.
Excellent information, as always, Roy. Thanks for the time. We'll look forward to the next one.
Thanks, Don.